Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you and a couple of in-studio guests in here with me. We've got from the Mount Vernon Tourism Office, Heather Beckley, and we got Vice President of Mount Vernon Festivals, Lisa Dammer. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here to chat a little bit about a lot going on heading into this weekend. I guess we should start with the first thing, which is actually tonight, Mount Vernon Festivals and Tourism doing the Scoopy Night. Heather, you want to talk a little bit about that and where that's at and give us some more details?
Yeah, so Scoopy Night takes place this evening at Culver's in Mount Vernon from 4 to 8 p.m. Come on through and get some ice cream or some cheese curds or shake or burger, and 15% of all the proceeds made during that time will support Mount Vernon Festivals.
Oh.
So you should come see us, because you will see us literally in there passing out the food, wiping down the tables. They're going to put us to work.
That's
right.
But I
think it's all for a great... great supporting Mount Vernon Festival.
Yeah, earn your fundraiser, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, get in there and earn it. You know, a little elbow grease and that sort of thing. They'll put you to work at Culver's. They got good. They got workers over there. You said that is at Culver's, right? You said
yes,
here Culver's. In Mount Vernon?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Scoopy Night. Not Scooby like the dog.
Yep.
Scoopy. Mm-hmm. Like scoop of ice cream. So that's put on to help support Mount Vernon Festivals tonight. When's that start, did you say? I'm sorry.
4 to 8 p.m.
4 to 8. All right.
We will be there.
Going to help out with... help out with a little bit of work there at Culver's. It's a good night for some, it's a good day any day for some ice cream. So
right.
Go check that out. And also this weekend, which we'll be broadcasting live from, Market Days is going on, but also Paw Fest is going on. Lisa, can you tell us a little bit more about Paw Fest? I think most people kind of know what it is, but obviously it doesn't hurt to remind those that don't.
Yeah, so Paw Fest, the Jefferson County Animal Clinic brings some animals for adoption. But we have moved it to the Commons at 911 mm-hmm. Broadway. We'll start out at 10 a.m. with a dog training session from a Josh Funk with Ready, Set, Sit, LLC out of Elkville, Illinois. we will, after that, we're going to have Dr. Shannon Willis talking about a little bit about Bark for Life.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some really cool... Q&A sessions with some professionals from Mount Vernon, Nikki Timberlake, Mary Eccles, and Randy Olson, on how to, if you adopt a pet, how to get them adjusted in after you adopt them. So we're going to have a Q&A session on that. Also, at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Meet the Adoptables. So the Jefferson Animal Jefferson Animal Control, not Clinic, are going to be bringing some dogs for adoption. So they will come up on stage with me so everybody can meet them.
There you go.
After that, we're going to have Blessing of the Pets with Michael Piercy of Landmark Church. At 2 o'clock, the pet contest start, and we've got 16 really fun contests. They're only $1 a piece. All the proceeds go to the Jefferson County Animal Control. Also, we're going to have on that day, so also Randy Olson of Jagger's Doggy Daycare has raised at least $500, and we're hoping for more donations for the fees to adopt that day to help people if they want to adopt a pet to help adopt them.
There you go. That's all at the Commons, downtown Mount Vernon, right?
Yes.
So that'll be going on with
Paw
Fest.
Yeah, so it starts 10 o'clock. Bring your umbrella. Bring a tent.
You're going to have enough time to do all that stuff?
Oh, have a good day with us. It's going to be fun.
And is it a rain or shine event?
It is a rain or shine event.
Okay, because I know there was a little bit, there's some chances in there, but it's also going to be pretty warm, so you just never quite know.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes that warm weather can push that moisture out.
But it's going to be a good day for our downtown commons.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna speak it into existence, aren't we?
Right.
It starts at 10 o'clock. Paw Fest. Withers always a big supporter of that and pets and, you know, pet adoption. We have a dog that runs around here in the office quite a bit.
Aww.
You know, and that sort of thing. I'll be over here eating my lunch and next thing I hear a little clink, 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 clink. And it's
yes.
like, no, you can't have any of this.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So that's going on at the Commons downtown Mount Vernon, which it's in conjunction also with Market Days, right, Heather?
Absolutely. So Market Days, the downtown flea market and vendor fair this Saturday at the same time. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that takes place on 9th Street right next to the Commons. So we'll fill up the block by the courthouse and then the block by the Commons. We have more than 60 vendors signed up, so you'll find something for everyone. Crafts, Avon, Tupperware, jewelry, cast iron, video games, antiques, collectibles. And then in addition to that, the food offerings, we're going to have all shook up. The Gourmet Kettle, Tommy D's Flavored Freeze, Billy Bob's Barbecue, RJ Arctic Oasis, Freedom Valley Farms, Hamp's Concession, and Cusimano Produce is going to be there again this month. We will have an ATM on site, so that might help if people need cash. But Cusimano's always brings so many fresh produce items that you'll have to check their Facebook page because they're going to announce it soon. But it seems to be a hot ticket item, and everyone walks away very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's recap real quick. We got Scoopy Night tonight with Mount Vernon Festivals. That's at the Mount Vernon Culver's. That's from 4 to 8.
Yep.
It's a fundraiser where the folks at the Festivals Committee are all going to get together and put themselves to work, or be put to work, however you want to put
Absolutely.
It, to raise a little money for, you said it was for Fall Fest or just in general for the Fall
just
Fest?
Just for Mount Vernon Festivals, which does okay. include Fall Fest.
Well, sure,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's tonight, 4 to 8. But then this weekend, you got Paw Fest that starts up at 10 a.m., but Market Days also starts up at 10 a.m. on the Commons in downtown Mount Vernon.
Yes.
Did I hit it all? I think
you got
I got
it all.
Now, I'm sure we've missed that because there's all sorts of little intricate details and things that you just got to be there to see it all, right? You just got to be downtown to be able to experience it all.
Paw Fest is definitely a crowd favorite.
I
think just seeing all the animals there, even though there's a best costume for some of them as a category, it's an amazing sight. You got to come see it.
Yeah, go check it out. We'll be broadcasting live starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and we'll be hanging out with all of them and you know, seeing the fur babies come through. And you can also get yourself an adoption and change a pet's life, that's for sure. So go check that out. Lisa, Heather, yes. We appreciate you both coming in this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.